Brian Shaver tours OH5 in a union-made 1939 Nash. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Fostoria, Ohio. Democratic congressional candidate Brian Shaver has a new running mate on the campaign trail, and it predates him by about half a century. Shaver, the president of Fostoria City Council and the Democratic nominee in Ohio's 5th congressional district, introduced a restored 1939 Nash Lafayette, which his campaign is calling the, quote, Brian Mobile, end quote, in a post on the campaign's Facebook page. Quote, meet the Brian Mobile, end quote, the post reads. Quote, be on the lookout for this union-made 1939 Nash Lafayette, components of which were made in OH5, as Brian travels this district, turning every mile into something meaningful, building real connections, end quote. The campaign framed the vehicle as more than a curiosity. Quote, we're traversing something more important than just a campaign trail, the post said. Every stop is a chance to share stories and hopes for our future, end quote. The 1939 Nash Lafayette was the entry-level series produced by Nash Motors, the Kenosha, Wisconsin automaker that later merged into American Motors Corporation. The campaign describes the car as, quote, union-made, end quote, and says some of its components were built within the present-day 5th District. The blue sedan, with white wall tires and a, quote, Brian Shaver for Congress, end quote, placard on its door, fits the retail politics approach Shaver has leaned on since winning the nomination. In June, he launched a district-wide, quote, tacos and transparency, end quote, listening tour, with stops at Mexican restaurants across the district's 9 counties. Shaver, 48, teaches social studies at Fostoria Junior/Senior High School and was elected president of the Fostoria City Council. He won a 4-way Democratic primary on May 5th with 28.68% of the vote, earning the nomination to challenge United States Representative Bob Latta, a Bowling Green Republican who has held the seat since 2007. The matchup is a steep one. The Cook Political Report rates the district R+1-4, and Latta defeated his 2024 Democratic opponent by roughly 35 points. Independent candidate Dalton Franklin will also appear on the November 3rd ballot. Shaver has built his campaign around government accountability and access, pledging support for campaign finance limits, term limits, and stronger congressional oversight. He has repeatedly contrasted that message with Latta's record on constituent access, noting that the incumbent has not held a town hall in more than a decade. A full schedule of campaign events is posted on Shaver's website, brianshaverforcongress.com/events.